Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from James Bryan's Rounder recording the 1st of May. We heard Flannery's Dream. This week, we continue our celebration of the 50th birthday of Rounder Records with some of my favorite old-time releases from the label. Rounder was founded in 1970 by three friends in Somerville, Massachusetts, and their first albums featured old-time music predominantly. The recordings in the beginning were sold at a few record stores and at the company's stands at music festivals. We'll open the program with Norman and Nancy Blake and Billy Gray from the album Blind Dog, one of my favorites of their many Rounder recordings. Happy 50th to Rounder Records Part 2 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Billy Gray rode in the gantry back in 83. There he did meet young Sarah McRae. The wild rose of morning, that pale flower dawning, the herald of springtime in his young life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. Knowing not her chosen one, it was a hired gun, wanted back in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding o'er the Badlands, flying to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Bill Gray, a ruthless man and a dangerous outlaw. And the deadly news came creeping to Billy fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He fled toward the old church upon the outskirts, thinking that he'd climb up to the old steeple bell. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he fell. Sarah, she ran to him, cursing the lawman, accepting no reason, knowing that he was killed. Thank you. in that same old white frame house where she first met Billy some 40 years ago. And the wild rose of morning she's faded with the dawning of every day of sorrow that the long years have sown. And written on a stone where the dusty winds have long blown 18 words to a passing world say. True love knows no season, no rhyme nor no reason, just as is cold as the Granger County clay. Yes, true love knows no season, no rhyme nor no reason, just as is cold as the Granger County clay. Thank you.
The Red Clay Ramblers recorded live at the Cat's Cradle in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, back in 1979 from the recording Chuck and the Frizz, which was originally on Flying Fish Records. We heard 4th of July at a county fair. And Flying Fish was acquired by Rounder in 1995. The Red Clay Ramblers, Chuck and the Frizz. And before that, from another Flying Fish recording, Trapezoid. It's a recording which is very close to me. It was recorded at Davison Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia, back in 1980. We heard a medley of 3 tunes. We heard Now and Then, one of Lorraine Dweezy's tunes, Round the Horn from Jay Unger, and Tucker's Barn, which was a traditional tune. Now and Then from Trapezoid on Flying Fish Records from 1980. And before that, one of the deans of Kentucky fiddling, J.P. Fraley and his wife Annadine, old-time fiddle tunes from Northeast Kentucky. And we heard Maysville, which is the title of the album. Maysville is actually the town that J.P. and Annadine eloped to when they got married. That's on Rounder Records. From J.P. and Annadine Fraley, Maysville. And we let off that set with Billy Gray, a tune from Blind Dog by Norman and Nancy Blake, a tune that Norman recorded a couple of different times, Blind Dog on Rounder Records. We are celebrating Rounder's 50th birthday this week again, and a number of years ago, I belonged to an organization called Old Time Music on the Radio. The idea was to encourage performers and record companies to put out old-time music CDs so that radio people like me would find it easier to play on the radio instead of those cassettes where you had to kind of crank them up and they sounded terrible. Well, they also put together a couple of compilations. Old-Time Music on the Air Volume 1 was put out by Rounder, but it included a lot of different recordings from different other smaller companies. and the Volo Bogtrotters are a wonderful old-time band from Chicago. This is from their Merrimack recording Tough Luck and Quit That Ticklin' Me on Old Time Music on the Air Volume 1 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
My soul, I know there's gold. way down in my soul,
my soul.
Down in
my soul,
my soul.
I'll sing
and pray
till Christ
shall come
to take me with him
to stay,
to stay.
Then I'll be going to that home, never more from him to roam.
Way down.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2046. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from James Bryan's recording The 1st of May, and we heard Willow Creek, and Norman Blake and Tom Jackson were backing him up on that. That's on Rounder Records from back in 1986, James Bryan. We are listening to a lot of Rounder recordings this week as we are celebrating once again Rounder's 50th birthday. It's amazing. Before that, we heard from the second volume of the Old Time Music on the Air series on Rounder that corresponded with the organization that I belong to called Old Time Music on the Radio. We heard the Critton Hollow String Band from their recording Cowboys and Indians and Crow Creek. That's originally on Yodelahi Records, but was included on this compilation on Rounder. And before that, we heard from Benton Flippin, the dean of Mount Airy Fiddlers, along with Paul Brown on the banjo and John Hilton on the guitar, and Sally in the Turnip Patch, recorded in Mount Airy, North Carolina in 1993. That's from the Benton Flippin Collection Old Time, New Times on Rounder. And before that, WPAQ is the legendary radio station in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And Paul Brown put together a wonderful compilation of some of the recordings made at the station called WPAQ, The Voice of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And we heard Way Down in My Soul from the Friendly Four Quartet that were quite popular, and they decided to move on to the big city of Harrisonburg. And they never quite made it there, and they came back to Mount Airy and continued to sing there, the Friendly Four. And we let off that set with the Volo Bogtrotters from Tough Luck on Merrimack Records and Quit That Ticklin' Me. That's from Old Time Music on the Air, Volume 1 on Rounder Records. Later in John Hartford's career, he took up the fiddle once again. He'd been a fiddler early on, but the banjo sort of paid the bills for a lot of years. He brought out a number of great recordings. One of the best was The Speed of the Old Long Bow, a tribute to the fiddle music of Ed Haley. Here's Lost Indian from John Hartford and the John Hartford String Band on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Lawrence Haley loved Lost Indian, poor old Indian looking all around. Lawrence Haley loved Lost Indian, a poor old Indian looking all around. Lost in the mountains and he wasn't where he thought he was. Poor old Indian never get home. Thank you. Lawrence Indian, he loved lost Indian, a poor old Indian, looking all around, lost in the mountains, and he wasn't where he thought he was. Poor old Indian, he'll never get home. Lost Indian, a poor old Indian, looking all around. Lost in the mountains, and he wasn't where he thought he was. Poor old Indian, he'll never get home. Lost Indian, a poor old Indian, looking all around. Lost in the mountain, and he wasn't where he thought he was. Poor old Indian, never get home. Thank you.
troubles were lost there in your arms. With all of your charms, we danced to the Alabama
Thank you. across the Rocky Mountain, I walk for miles and miles. Across the Rocky Mountain, I walk for miles and miles. Say, I'll never forget my mother's look, God bless her sweetly smile. Farmer who lived in the neighborhood by. He had a lonely daughter on her cash by. She was both tall and handsome, blue eyes and curly hair. Say, there's no other girl in this wide world but her I could compare. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. She's courted by two squires, so well they did agree. Spared two known but Jack the sailor, who's crossed the deep blue sea. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy, your fingers are too small. Your cheeks, they are too rosy to face the cannonball. Not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. My cheeks are not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. My cheeks are not too rosy, nor fingers not too small. No, it would not change my conscience to see 10,000 fall. She went walking through the battlefield, a searching up and down. She walked into the battlefield, a searching up and down. Saw among the dead and wounded her darling Jack she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to the town. She took him to the doctor for to quickly heal the wound.
That was a great old tune from Roscoe Holcomb called Rocky Mountain. It was Bruce Molsky, Beverly Smith, and Rafe Stefanini. Big Hoedown on Rounder. And before that, one of my Desert Island recordings, Mike Seeger's fresh old-time string band music. We heard Boatman featuring Alan Jabor and Mike Seeger. And before that, we heard from the Highwood String Band, recorded live in the middle of a field, Fire in the Mountain. And we heard Ways of the World. And before that, we heard from Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin from A Song That Will Linger, and a tune written by Hank Williams for Bill Monroe, Alabama Waltz, followed by Wolves Howlin'. And before that, some vintage recordings from Ed Haley and the set Gray Eagle. And we heard Wild Horse. He was a great West Virginia, Kentucky fiddler. And we let off that set with John Hartford, The Speed of the Old Long Bow, a tribute to the fiddle music of Ed Haley. We've been listening to a 50th birthday celebration the past couple of weeks, celebrating the 50 years of Rounder Records. As I look over my box, I've got a lot more to listen to, so we're going to continue this one last week. Next week, we'll do part three of Happy Birthday Rounder Records after 50 years. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2046.
I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hand.